It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, get ready for a super sexy Super Bowl halftime show. None other than Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are co-headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
I love that it's in Miami. Yeah. It is a very Latino town and that they picked the two of us.
Yeah, I feel incredibly honored and humbled to be, in a way, next to J-Lo, representing the Latino community that is such an important force in the United States.
I love that the Super Bowl has two women performing this year.
Joe,
it's
take
got
that
nothing
back.
To do with women. I'm not going to get knocked for that. I don't care if it was two dudes that nobody cared about. Listen, I love Hips Don't Lie. I love I'm Real by J-Lo. But here's your surprise act. Ja Rule's going to come out with Friar Fest 5. He'll be out there. And who else are we going to have from Florida? Flo Rida? Wait, no. Will Pitbull make an appearance?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Donnie! I just feel
Mr.
like...
Worldwide.
I don't know. I'm
it's
not even a huge...
Good.
You know who I'm not a huge fan of, but I wish would do it? Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
why
she
can't
would
we
be
get
amazing.
Like somebody's got like a big banger song right now?
Yeah, but Taylor, well, I would love, first of all, Taylor Swift, maybe in the future, but J-Lo and Shakira are going to bring it. It's in Miami. It's perfect. They're going to dance. They're going to sing. They're not just singers. They're entertainers.
Let's put
will.
This up on our Instagram story in a second to see if you're happy or unhappy with the lineup.
It's
like, do you like this or not?
It's not going to be boring because after the whole Justin Timberlake, you know, Janet Jackson, where he ripped off her the, you know, the nip slip. It was boring. They were too safe, and it was not fun to watch. Now they're getting kind of back, and I think this will be fun to watch. Sorry, Joe.
Well, I guess I'll have to skip the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, come on. Super Bowl 54 will be played at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami on February 2nd. I, for one, cannot wait. Gwen Stefani, she would be a good one. She would kill it on the Super Bowl. She is thanking none other than Christina Aguilera for getting pregnant.
I had just given birth, and 5 weeks after, they called me. And I remember I had my lawyer was over, everybody was visiting the baby, and I got this call, Christina's pregnant. And do you think you'd want to do the voice? And I was like, I just got the weirdest call. And my niece was like, you gotta do it! I was like, I'll think about it. Like, so dumb. Like, it was like the greatest thing I've ever done. So inspiring and just been such a gift. So, yes, Christina Aguilera, thank you so much for getting pregnant.
And she met her new man, of course, talking about Blake Shelton. So she has a lot to thank Christina for.
Yeah, it's interesting how that all happened with one phone call.
Absolutely. Well, she has been a judge, of course, with Adam Levine. And Adam just debuted a new hairstyle. Adam Levine rocking some cornrows. Here he is talking about the success of The Voice. And
it's wild. It's crazy. I'm super grateful because it's incredible to have this kind of success, especially for this long.
It looks weird. What do you think of the haircut?
I am not into it. He posted it on social media saying, Cornhawk. That's what he's calling his new
hashtag
style.
Cornhawk.
I don't know.
No.
I'm not into it. But hey, he gets bored. He wants to change it up. Whatever.
Pork
it's
chop.
Hair.
You should grow your hair out and get a cornhawk.
No.
If I could grow my hair out.
Come on. I think it'd look great.
He's just happy he has hair. And he got a cut and it looks good. He's styling. OMG. Snoop gives credit to his girl Martha Stewart for not snitching like Tekashi 6ix9ine. Because obviously, okay, so this rapper, if you don't know, he's been currently on trial for racketeering, drug charges, and other crimes, and he's been naming off people involved in gangs. So snitching, it's not sitting well with Snoop. Here he is with his girl, Martha Stewart.
It's amazing when she makes these balls come out.
The weight of this just, it reduces that square of ice to the most perfect ball.
Now, he posted a pic of he and Martha saying, as we watch Tekashi 69 snitch on everyone, I invite you all to remember Martha Stewart snitched on not one soul during her trial. Baby girl kept it 10 toes down and ate that prison sentence by herself like the true baddie she is.
Yeah, Martha Stewart, the OG.
Shots fired. He said, don't be a snitch. So he is definitely taking a stand on that. Also, I will mention there is going to be a series, like a docuseries on this whole trial that's happening with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
So. Interesting. And I also heard, too, unless I'm wrong, I think I saw it on TMZ, that he's not going to have witness protection. Tekashi 6ix9ine is turning that down.
I just don't think he's going to be around
killed.
That long. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a fun way to end the garbage. Mackenzie, thank you.
Don't snitch. Don't be a snitch. That's a lesson.
All right. Live the web, girl. What's coming up in your sports minute?
There is a new number one prospect for the NBA. Kevin Durant is coming for Twitter trolls again, and the Heisman watch starts now.
All right. That's next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.